February 23, 1926. Jesus calls her the little newborn so that she may be reborn continuously in his holy will to new beauty, to new sanctity, to new light, to new likeness of her Creator. My love and my life, Jesus, come to the help of my weakness and of my reluctance in writing. Even more, let your own will come to write, that I may put nothing of my own, but only all that you want me to write. And you, my Mama and Celestial Mother of the Divine Will, come to guide my hand while I write. Lend me the words, facilitate for me the concepts which Jesus places in my mind, that I may worthily write about the Most Holy Will, so as to make my sweet Jesus content. I was thinking to myself, why does Blessed Jesus so often call me the little newborn of his Most Holy Will? Maybe because I am still bad, and since I have not taken one step in his will, with reason he calls me just newborn. Now, while I was thinking of this, my adorable Jesus clasped his arms around my neck, and squeezing me tightly to his heart, told me, to my little newborn of my will I want to deny nothing. Do you want to know, then, why I call you little newborn? Newborn means to be in the act of being born, and you must be reborn in each one of your acts in my will. Not only this, but in order to be repaid for all the oppositions of the human wills, my will wants to call you into my volition to make you be reborn so many times for as many times as the human wills have opposed it. Therefore, it is necessary to keep you always a newborn. When one is in the act of being born, it is easy to make her be reborn as many times as one wants, and to preserve her without the growth of the human will. But when the soul grows, it becomes more difficult to keep her without the life of her own self. But this is not all. It was necessary, befitting and decorous for the newborn of my will and for our will itself, that she would unite herself to that single act of the Eternal One, which is no succession of acts. And just as this single act gives the Divine Being all the greatness, the magnificence, the immensity, the eternity, the power, in sum, it encloses everything, to make whatever it wants come out of this one act, in the same way, our little newborn of our will, uniting with the single act of the Eternal One, was to do always one single act, that is, to remain always in continuous act of being born, doing always one single act, our will. And while doing one single act, she would be reborn continuously, but reborn to what? To new beauty, to new sanctity, to new light, to new likeness of her Creator. And as you are reborn in our will, the Divinity feels repaid of the purpose for which it issued the creation, and it feels the joys and the happiness that the creature was to give it, come back to it. Clasping you to the divine bosom, it fills you with joy and with infinite graces, and it manifests to you more knowledges about our will. And giving you no time, it makes you be reborn again in our will. Moreover, these continuous births make you die continuously to your will, to your weaknesses, to miseries, and to all that does not belong to our will. How beautiful is the destiny of my little newborn! So, aren't you happy? See, I too was born one time, but that birth makes me be born continuously. I am reborn in each consecrated host. I am reborn every time the creature returns to my grace. The first birth gave me the field to make me be reborn always. This is how divine works are. After they are done once, their continuous act remains, without ever ending. The same will be with my little newborn of my will. After she is born once, the act of her continuous birth will remain. This is why I am so careful not to let your will enter into you, and I surround you with so much grace, so that you may always be reborn in my will, and my will may be reborn in you.